This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Babies born to non-citizens in Colorado will still get their U.S. citizenship in light of today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. That's because Colorado is part of the lawsuit challenging the executive order ending birthright citizenship. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Coloradans should know you're protected. And if people are born here in Colorado, they still will benefit from birthright citizenship.
Today's ruling will allow the executive order to take effect in 30 days in states that haven't challenged it, and Weiser says that could have implications here.
What happens to Wyoming, and will people from Wyoming want to come to Colorado to have babies born here?
Weiser disagrees with the court's ruling against nationwide injunctions. He says state attorneys general only seek them in cases of significant national concern. Colorado Democrats are launching a new initiative to streamline their state party platform and better communicate it to voters. CPR's Banta Berkland.
Colorado, unlike most places in the country, didn't shift right. But state party chair Shad Murib says there were still too many narrow wins and narrow losses. Murib is asking the state party to come up with a platform that's clear and concise enough to fit on the back of a business card. The party has also created a new app to link people's cell phone contacts to their voter files. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
With the U.S. Senate working on the federal budget bill, health officials warn about the risk of big health cuts. Rich Cimino is executive director of Peak Health Alliance, a nonprofit operating in nine mountain counties.
I understand that there is a strong desire by the new administration to reduce the federal spending. They're targeting something that is going to really directly hurt a lot of people.
The head of Connect for Health says without tax credits, insurance rates will go up for everyone. This is CPR News and KRCC.